Took his eye, they hit the target. Can you believe it? Lumumba charges at the goal. He's got it.
Here's the flood. Bruce.
Oh, you beauty. Went up and away.
Wonderful. Look at the puppy.
Oh, puppy.
Oh, pure buffalo.
Handball away to Jones. The skipper swings around and kicks another one for the Demons. Pumps the fist.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
It's 19 to 11 and Pete Ryan joins us from afl.com.au. G'day, Pete.
G'day, KB. How are you?
Going great. Some players on the weekend not going so great. There was a number of injuries on the weekend, of course, for Epworth Hospital. Epworth is always better, but we did see some nasty concussions as well.
Yeah, well, Nick Riewoldt was obviously the most dramatic, having that head clash with Brody Smith, who obviously suffered a pretty serious concussion in round two. But Nick Riewoldt spent the night in Adelaide Hospital and came out. He had scans. And luckily and fortunately, he seems to be okay. No damage, bone damage or anything. It's very long odds to play this week. Yeah. But good news is that he's feeling okay and obviously have a quiet week and hopefully he can be back in 2 weeks. And his teammate Jack Loney also copped a concussion. He's potentially could play this week, but again, they'd be pretty cautious with him.
Also in that game, Brody Smith went down with concussion because he collided with Riewoldt. Went down early in the year with a heavy knock as well and actually played the following week, which surprised a lot of people. Now, there's definitely no chance of Riewoldt playing. I mean, that was a very, very nasty hit. And I would say no chance of Smith playing as well. This is the second time he's really been concussed in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, well, from the layperson perspective, I agree with you, Kev. I spoke to the club this morning, and as they say, with concussion, we just monitor them and leave it in the hands of the doctors. And really, what happened in round two, we're not certain as to the impact of that, but obviously we would like to see the cautious approach and see whether he misses a week. This one was less dramatic for Brody than it was probably in round two when there was that fantastic photo Wayne Ludby took that just showed how the effect of such a knock could have on a player. But given two in, round seven, so 7 weeks, it's probably prudent to be very cautious.
He was down for a while as well, not as long as Riewoldt, of course, and finally did get to his feet and he was helped off by a couple of trainers, but it was still a pretty heavy knock, sort of blindside, didn't see, and then bang, that the clash of heads was very, very severe. Now, what about in terms of knees on the weekend? There's been a number of players that have got some knee injuries as well.
Yeah, well, the worst is Matthew Jentz, who's the 25-year-old from Adelaide. He looks to have done the ACL. Still has to have scans, but it's one of those situations where everyone expects the scans to confirm that damage. So terrible bad luck for him. Another one of those innocuous just turning and knee crumbled under him. They've got a few injury worries now, the Crows, with Rory Sloane out. Brad Crouch has been out for a while. Richard Douglas, Josh Jenkins. But Jentz, obviously, he'll probably miss the rest of the season, so that's bad luck. And the other one was Ben Brown, who's had knee issues before, the big North Melbourne forward. Got his foot caught after he sort of tumbled after a ruck contest. Now, the Roos sent out a release on Saturday saying that he'd been cleared of structural damage, and they're hopeful that it's just bone bruising. And they're still putting some store into him playing this week, a crucial game against Freo, and obviously with Wade on report, Brown becomes even more crucial. But, look, I'd be putting him in the doubtful section.
And Tuvey went off yesterday for Collingwood?
Yeah, he had jarred knee. So he'll have scans today, but he'll definitely miss this week. He was subbed out of the game midway through the second quarter, and if anyone knows Alan Tuvey, it has to be a pretty serious injury for him to go out of the game. So they said just a jarred knee, which is good news. I'd imagine it'll be a 2 or 3 week.
Gold Coast are struggling. I saw Bennell on the bench with the ice on his knee, and also Griffin went down for the Giants.
Yeah, well, I spoke to both clubs this morning, and Harley Bennell took a knock on what they call the fat pad of his knee, whatever that is, but he was taken off as precaution, and they expect him to play this week. And similarly with Griffin, he came off, they checked it, they sent him back on the ground, and then they just decided, given the state of the game, they're thrashing the Blues, there's no point risking their blue chip midfielder, so they subbed him out of the game, and he'll play this week.
A number of players relate changes as well on the weekend. Pete Ryan has joined us from afl.com.au for Epworth Hospital. Epworth, obviously, better. So those late changes, how are they shaping up for this week?
Well, Jesse Hogan was probably the most interesting one. He probably made the good decision to wake up a bit sore on the morning of the game against Hawthorn, and they rested him. So he'll be okay for next week, and he's played the first six games and been in good form, but they just noted a few signs during the week that he was feeling a bit tired. So Paul Roos even said yesterday, I think that was probably the best decision they made all weekend. Patrick Cripps, calf soreness, again, young player, took him out of the game and gave him a week off. So they desperately need players such as him, not only to give them some impetus on the scoreboard, but just some hope for their supporters. And Lee Montagna, hamstring soreness. So he's had obviously a bit of an injury-riddled year to date, but they have precaution with him. And again, they expect him to play next week.
And what's the severity of that foot injury for Mitch Duncan?
Yeah, this is not good news at all for the Cats. They're still waiting scans. Their expectation, well, not expectation, but they're thinking it could be a broken foot, similar to Josh Caddy. He broke his foot last season. So it's not the dreaded navicular or Liz Frank or any of those ones that really put a shudder through everyone. Still serious injury, though. Josh Caddy missed 8 weeks last year with that injury, and if it's similar to Mitch Duncan, that's what they're expecting, somewhere in the 6 to 8 region. We'll find out later today.
So with the match review panel, there's a few players in hot water for Cromagin, Melbourne's number one solar hot water suppliers for the building trade. First of all, Nat Fyfe for Tripping.
Yeah, well, this is going to be interesting. What do you think, Kev? I think he'll get the fine. I thought it was careless, and if we go by the match review panel sort of system, it's careless and low to the body and low impact. He was very lucky he didn't hurt Kobe Stevens, though, and you want to get that sort of instinctive thing out of your game, but I'd imagine he'll get a $1,000 fine rather than any trouble with weeks, which would keep him eligible for the Brownlow medal, which is obviously a consideration for him.
Yeah. Look, to me, it looked intentional.
Yep.
So yep. if he gets careless, then that's a bonus for him. But to me, he stuck out the leg. It was quite low and it was coming through. You know, to me,
it was a silly decision to make,
but it looked intentional. But if you think he'll get careless, then maybe he gets a fine.
Well, I think he'll get careless, but I think you could frame an argument for intentional. But even with intentional and low impact and low on the body, it's still a fine. So I don't think he's in much trouble in terms of missing a week.
What about Jared Waite for his strike on Friday night?
Yeah, well, Jared Waite has a history, obviously. Look, it looked pretty damning, even having a look at it this morning, that the ball was a fair way away from Merritt's head, and he's clocked him in the back of the head and late. So I reckon he'd be looking at 1 week for that, to be honest. It looked intentional high. You could argue about the impact, but that'd be my assessment at this early stage.
So maybe a week for Waite and the question mark over Ben Brown as well. So that's a worry coming up against the Dockers. Stevie J for punching McVeigh in the groin, in the testicles. A long way from the ball.
It was a long way from the ball. And look, I reckon it's a fine, to be honest. Steve said last night that he thought it was a mistake, but he would say that.
It was a mistake.
Yeah. I think he...
What was he doing? What was he trying to do?
I reckon he was trying to make him earn whatever, wherever he was on the ground. I reckon he was trying to hit him in the mid-wrist, to be honest.
So that's intentional?
Got a bit low, yeah.
So that's intentional?
That's intentional, but it's low impact.
You reckon? I reckon any time you get hit in the testicles, I reckon it starts at medium, doesn't it?
Well, look, I don't want to get working blue here, but I reckon you could have almost a special category for that, couldn't you? I mean, he'll get a fine for that, Kevin.
Well, if he gets a fine, he's very, very lucky.
Yeah.
He'll be very lucky.
I might be very soft on some of these blokes, but he is lucky and he should get rid of it. Get it out of your game, Stevie J. I mean, he doesn't need to be doing those things and he does them repeatedly. He's not overly smart in that respect, as much as a smart footballer that he is.
Well, we've got Weekend Siren coming up with Terry Wallace and Martin Blake, so we'll have a chat about that as well and see if any of those players are going to be lucky, as you've suggested. Pete, always great to catch up.
Great to talk, KB.
Pete Ryan from AFL.com.au.